Dave Burkett, who covers the Detroit Lions for the Detroit Free Press. Dave, how are you?
Good. Honolulu blue sky, huh?
Hey, I like this. You are the one and only sports guy we will ever talk to before the 7 a.m. hours. As a matter of fact, Dave, we've never had a sports guy on here before 8:30. They're just guys who are up late, and no one gets up early like you. You could tell you got young kids.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, it's always my daughter. She's an early riser. It doesn't matter what time she goes to bed the night before. She's usually up around 7, so rather than have her entertain all your listeners, figure I can squeeze a word or two in here.
Well, we'll try and get this conversation in. Hearing you say that reminds me of the days when I worked with Tim Stout, and he would tell me how when he was first doing his radio show, his three boys were at home with him, and they'd be in the background flushing the toilet while he was trying to do radio.
It's tough to control them unless you put them in front of the TV, and she turns 2 a little bit later on this month, so we've tried to kind of avoid that so far. But I'm sure she'll be watching Lions football before too long.
All right, let's talk about the NFL-like lockout. From all the different news that I hear, and I watch ESPN and read USA Today and read Dave Burkett in the Detroit Free Press, progress is being made. From what you know, where do we stand?
Yeah, no, I don't, you know a whole heck of a lot more than what's been reported. I mean, you know, the people that I talk to seem to be of the belief that this thing's going to get done sooner rather than later. You know, I don't know that I'd expect anything today. You know, in fact, I hope not, since I'm still on vacation. But, you know, I think next week, maybe by this time, hopefully there'll be a deal in place. And you know, it sounds like there's one or two things that still need to be hammered out in terms of, you know, free agency and the revenue split. But once that money falls into place, I think it's just a matter of time before a deal gets signed, and this, you know, this crazy off season can open just in time for training camps to begin.
I know that you have had opportunities to talk with player and administration for the Detroit Lions during this lockout. What have they told you?
Yeah, no, I mean, from the player standpoint, you know, they've been going about business as close to normal as they could make it. You know, I mean, they've held a couple sessions of player organized workouts, and most guys don't live in Detroit in the off season, and wherever they're at, you know, whether it's Florida or Arizona or, you know, Seattle, Texas, whatever, they're going about their business in terms of, you know, training and working out with other guys and just kind of getting ready for the season. I mean, I don't think there's much concern over most of the veterans. You know, these guys are all professionals. They're all men. They know how to handle themselves, so they should be ready for the season. That doesn't mean there's not going to be some injuries. You know, I think you will see some of those, you know, hamstring pulls, groin injuries, things like that, because you're not in football shape unless you're, you know, doing those OTAs and getting ready for things. But from the Lions standpoint, I think they'll be careful to manage that, to try to avoid some of those injury problems as best they can. And those guys are all just, you know, itching, getting ready to go.
And you know what's interesting about the Lions, and especially about the rookies that have come in? I know that they have participated in the OTAs, especially the running back LeSure, but those rookies are going to have opportunities to get some serious playing time right away, aren't they?
They are, but, you know, Tony, I think it's going to be tough for them to make, you know, a huge impact. I mean, the speed of the game from college to pro is just so different, and there's so much to learn that. Now, the Lions, you know, I mean, when you're playing defensive tackle, you have a little bit less to learn than if you're playing quarterback, you know, so Nick Fairley can still have an impact, but I think, you know, he'll still be a little bit limited early on in terms of the situations that he'll be able to be used in. You know, you mentioned LeSure at running back. I mean, he's a guy that he's going to have a very defined role, so he's not going to have the entire playbook to learn, you know, early on. You know, I think he'll be a guy that you'll see in short yardage situations and the 4-minute offense when they're trying to kill the clock, you know, things like that. But he's still got to master the pass protections if they're going to be able to trust him. And, you know, Titus Young at receiver, you know, Tony, that's a position that you look back, you know, typically first-year receivers don't have huge impacts. So, you know, they drafted him, you know, as much as the long-term, for the long-term as anything, because they want to, you know, keep defenders off Kelvin as best they can. But I think, you know, it's still going to take him a little while to assimilate, you know, this year.
And I know that a lot of folks, fans as well as players, are very optimistic that the Lions have a great opportunity to get into the playoffs this year.
Well, you know, I think they still need to, you know, make a couple moves here in free agency, hit a couple home runs. You know, not necessarily in terms of signing the biggest names because they're not going to do that, but I think they, you know, whoever it is that they sign, they need those guys to be productive players who stay on the field, you know, all year at linebacker and at cornerback because, you know, you look at it, they did everything they could to prepare for this lockout in terms of locking up just about everybody that played a significant role last year. You know, their whole offense is going to return, you know, their entire defensive line. Most of those guys are back. So they do have, you know, everybody back from last year, which is a good thing, you know, all the coordinators and coaches. But, you know, let's be honest, this is also a team that went 6-10 last year and needed to win its final four games to get there. So, you know, they still have some growing to do. You know, having a healthy Matt Stafford should help. But I don't think that's by itself the singular thing that puts them over the top.
Now, the free agent market has been put on hold, Dave. Do the Lions have a plan, or are they ready to execute it?
Yeah, you know, that's something that I'm going to write about here as soon as I get off vacation. I mean, look, I don't expect them to be, you know, players on the highest price players at either position, but they definitely need to get a starter, a linebacker, and a starter at cornerback, you know, at least one. And I think, you know, that there's a few guys that would fit that bill. You know, and I mean, part of it, Tony, too, is they want to, you know, keep their own guys. You know, they got Bobby Carpenter, who played okay for them at the end of the last season at linebacker. You know, I think they're definitely going to make an effort to bring him back. You know, Chris Houston at cornerback, he's a guy that could be in the mix to return there. So if they get those guys back, you know, again, you're kind of looking at the same team that you saw last January when they left the field the last time.
All right. You sound somewhat cautious about the Lions, Dave, like you're not ready to jump on that bandwagon until they prove a little bit more to you.
Well, I think, you know, they're better. You know, I mean, I've covered them for, you know, most of the past 4 or 5 years now. There's no doubt that, you know, they have more talent than they've ever had, you know, in the years that I've been covering them. You know, I mean, I saw 0-16. I think everybody remembers that. And you compare the talent base now to then, and there's no, you know, comparison. But most teams in the NFL are talented, and you still got to go through Green Bay, and you're playing New Orleans, and you're playing Atlanta this year. You know, if I'm not mistaken, they've got the third or fourth, you know, toughest schedule in the league. So I think they'll be better, but, you know, I haven't, in my way, way, way too early predictions, you know, I've had them going 8-8, which is an improvement from last year, and which is good, but it's still falling a little bit short of the playoffs. That's still open for change, but that's kind of, you know, about where I see him right now. 8-9 wins.
Dave Pickrett is the beat writer for the Detroit Lions and the Detroit Free Press. You can just go to freep.com and pull up his great writings. Dave, thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
No problem. Talk to you, Tony.